Yud Aleph by the Mishnah. A chershesh b'shinov, person who has pain in his teeth. Lo yigamei abahen as a chemitz. So Chazal asked refuah. So Chazal says you can't do an act which is clearly for the purpose of refuah. But the person would take vinegar. They used to use vinegar to alleviate some of the pain or clean up the tooth, whatever it was. So the person can't take small mouthfuls of it and swish it around. We'll see no more whether it means talk about that he's going to spit it out, he's going to swallow it. We'll see that in Gemara. A lot of times they would actually use vinegar as a dip, so he can dip his food into the vinegar, and so while he's eating it, he's biting down on this vinegar which is in the food, so that's going to help help soothe the wound. That's permitted because he's doing it. It's not nicker; he's doing it for the purpose of refuah. So that itself, Chazal said, is permitted.
It doesn't have anything to do with the first dessert. In other words, the fact that you've got a mutter way to do it doesn't make the first way usher. I mean, it's a lot of pain. It could be a lot of pain, right? I mean,
if it's a pain where the body is weakened, where the person is not enough of the mishkob, so then the nechnami, it's mutter.
I mean, a toothache
could theoretically could have it, right? That's like lashon chushish b'shinov is that itself means lashon of it's bothering him. It's not. That's what chushish means. The point was he's doing it in a way which is obvious that he's doing it for refuah. That's why it was also a chushish b'masa. A person has a pain in his thighs or his muscles. Yosef, he can't be soch yain v'chemitz, wine or vinegar, which is they would use that for full purposes. Al v'sochu was a shemen. You're allowed the person allowed to put on oil, because people would put on oil just for the purpose of tanuk ba'alma, not for the purpose of refuah. But v'lo shemen verid, you cannot use shemen verid, which is this oil which either had been made out of verid or it was perfumed with verid, and they can't do that because that was very expensive. Rashi says, and it was people would only use that for refuah purposes. However, the Mishnah continues, says b'nei melachim, so which they could afford the cost. So sochen shemen verid al makah seyin shekein darchon nosu b'chol. So they could put shemen verid onto the amaka. Which has her four elements, but since for them it's not nicker, because you would do it in general, nothing in regardless of the four needs, they put on such type of oils they could afford it. So that for them it's not obvious that it's for the purpose of refuah. Comes along with Reb Shimon, I remember called Yisrael b'nei melachim him. So therefore, all of Klaisel would be permitted, since it is had we had the money, it would be considered normal to do it for that purpose. It wasn't only a refuah type of a thing. So that doesn't go into the Yisr. Zok Rashi, Matalva Kedarka, Macholoi, he can dip his food, or pita or his bread, b'chemitz, in the vinegar, and he can eat it, and it doesn't bother, I mean, that's okay, even though it's meanwhile the vinegar is helping to heal or soothe the toothache. Yisr ben yayin b'chemitz, they know them soch, Yisrael, the refuah, people would just, when they would anoint themselves with wine, these are astringents, they would just do it for the purpose of refuah. But the shaman is permitted. Now, below shaman verid, the fish of dom of yukarim. It was expensive. Venom motzi is not so common. And mucha milsa, the refuah of it. That's obvious he was doing it for refuah purposes.
I guess, I mean, it's a joke.
It
takes a vodka,
something like that.
The
toothache
would be okay.
Right. Because that's Kedarka. Are those people only do it just for toothaches? That's it. Okay.
Isn't it a problem to anoint with oils for the body in general, I thought?
an oil is not a problem. It starts getting into creams. It's more of an issue. I was just talking about I had a mice attack. A woman calls me up. I'm on my way to Baltimore for the second day's Yom Tov. I'm driving in the car. It's 4 something in the afternoon. And a woman calls me up. She's due to go to the mikveh Friday night. So she has problems with dry skin. She has problems with chatzitzas. So the way she deals with it, she constantly keeps her... she's always putting on these type of creams to keep the skin moist, and then she won't have a problem. With her years, she can't put on the moisturizers on Yom Tov, because they're creams. So what role is she going to do? Well, she's going to make it for the night. She's going to have dry skin. She can't peel it off because, you know, you have problems of what's she allowed to do. So there is an argument. Some of the moisturizers that could be halachically are permitted to use. They're not for refuah purposes because they put on daily for just people who just want to keep they keep themselves moist. That's not a refuah purpose. Some of them are at best the Isser Mereach is the Rabbanon because it's not the Mereach the Raisa has to be quite close. Vaseline is a Mereach the Raisa. You're dealing with the thinner ones. The Rabbanon, you do the Shinoi, that was etc. I got to Baltimore, so I said, I think you can be set up to use a moisturizer, etc. I got to Baltimore, so I passed away behind him in front of the, there. I was not going to go that night. He says, why can't you put on some oil? You know, like, that was his first, let her use oil, you know.
You just put an olive
oil. Yeah. Okay. Just came dark a loss of b'chol, b'loy maka. So people would put on these things, not for the purpose of maka, just for the tanning ba'alma. Ma'urma l'ravacha aricha, zot yomara. So ravacha aricha. The who Rav Acha Bar Papa, so he was the tall Rav Acha, or the big Rav Acha. It was also his actual name was Rav Acha Bar Papa. I'm not sure the Aricha was in stature meant physically or metaphorically. I'm not sure which one it meant. Could be. It's also possible. I don't know. I'm hesitant to say that one. Anyway, yeah. So the Mishnah says that a person who has a toothache cannot try and heal it with chaimitz. The member, but that would indicate the chaimitz malu l'shinayim. The chaimitz is good for teeth. The Haksid is the pasuk of Mishnah, which says that this thing was kechaimitz l'shinayim b'ashen l'naim. It was like vinegar on the teeth and smoke in the eyes, which means it was something which was bothersome. Marantz is Lakasha. Habakiyua de pri habakala. If you have a grape which or a wine which is not fully grown, it's kasha lishinaya. And you have a regular wine which then turns into vinegar, that doesn't have the same type of effect. Both are referring to vinegar. Ha de ika maka. Ha de ika maka. Ha de leka maka. Ika maka. If there's an ache, there's a wound there. So then masi, it heals it. Leka maka merapi. But if there's no maka over there, it's it loosens up the teeth, which is not good because they loosen up and then it wears away at the root, the place where it's held into the skin. Rashi kiyua, yain shlo nispasha kol tzarchoi ba'anova. The grapes have not fully grown, so then you make it into wine. It's kosher l'shinayim. Leka maka is merapi. It loosens it up literally. because Tzemes HaBosar Vashinayim Nirpim Rechakim Zem Izem. It tightens up as an astringent, it tightens the skin, which would be the gum line, and as it tightens into itself, it sort of loosens up the teeth, so they become Rechak Zem Izem the Shaltzer, which means Miskaltzer, and the teeth loosen up and fall out. So that's not a good idea. If a person has a marker, it causes the skin to close up into itself, so if there's a wound there, it'll help heal the wound, cause the skin to heal. Okay. So the Mishnah says that you cannot do gimua, which means taking in these small amounts and swishing them around, etc. Vatanya, lo yigameya uparlet, avol megameya ubaleya. That the iser is only to do that, to take it in, swish it around, and then spit it out, but to mimikamei it and then belay it, so that's not as obvious, and therefore Chazal did not ask for that. But our Mishnah seems to say lo yigameya, period. So we have a steer between the Mishnah and the Brice. Amar Abaya,
kitanan. Someone would have vinegar alone, would he make a bracha?
If a person would just drink straight vinegar, the bracha would be shahakol, but would make a bracha.
You would make a bracha.
I mean, I'm assuming it has. A person would drink straight vinegar.
It seems like a common denominator there would be, you know, whether it's normal to.
You know, it's not normal. Unless a person's drinking it, they're getting the tzimoyer or something like that. They're drinking it. There are certain cases which the bechlal is not edible, so then you don't make a bracha. But otherwise, you know, a person eats wood, he doesn't make a bracha. But I'm not sure what the bechlal is. It could be the fair shesif. I still don't remember. Sabayev says, the case of the Mishnah was that when the Mishnah said its Osir was Megameo Perlet, even the Mishnah would agree if it was Megameo Uperleya that it's going to be permitted. That is Tanan. That's on the Mishnah. That's table on the Mishnah. Rava Omar Rava says, I feel a tame Megameo Uperleya. No, the Mishnah could be talking about the case of Megameo Uperleya, and still it's going to be Osir, even though the Brisa said it's Mutter. It's not a stira because kan lifnei tibul, kan la'achar tibul, their achila was betibul. So there's a difference between before tibul, which they were part of their achila was done dipping things in chaimetz and vinegar. If you see a person being megameya ubaleya, so that's part of tibul. Tibul was, you know, you take it, they would ingest a certain amount of vinegar as part of the chila process, because they used to dip it in vinegar. But you already finished eating, why are you doing it? So that's already awesome. So the Mishnah is talking about after the tibul has been finished, after the chila has been finished, so then it's nikar that's for refuah, whereas otherwise it's beforehand, it's not as obvious it's for refuah purposes. No. So it has to be a separate action because the Mishnah actually differentiates and says, that the Mishnah says is mutter. If you just, as your regular achilas, this has to be a separate action done. But since they used to ingest a certain amount of vinegar, so people would, you know, sometimes would take a little swish and swallow it. That was normal for them. So that wasn't considered. But to do that after, not in the, in the context of achila, that was not normal. So that's what the Mor is differentiating. The Mor says, one second. V'neima, and the Mor presents an interesting thought. Mi delifnei tibul shori, la'achal tibul nami shori. In other words, if this action is an action which could be considered a normal type of action, because people would beforehand would take a little bit and just swish it around and swallow it, or so if that is so, see, even if a person would do it after achila, which most people would not do it, but if the action itself is not as obvious per se, So the timing alone should not be a reason to make it usur. At least in regards to let's say the isurim of refuah, which we see in refuah, there's a heter of if it's not nikar, it's mutter. If there's this action is an action which is not obviously that it's for refuah purposes, it's mutter, like we saw before a few times already. We had by the case of the kilurin, it wasn't as obvious he was doing it for the purpose of refuah, so it was mutter to put it on the eye. So, if that's true, as long as there's a time in the day where it's going to be mutter, because it's not as obvious, they didn't ask it even time which is otherwise. More saying, let's say that, where do you see that idea? The Shemina Le Rava, the East Le, Hoyol, Rava says, well, since it's mutter over here, it's mutter over there. Rava said the day of Hoyol, since. So, where does Rava, and it's Rava talking. So Rava Lashitasa cannot differentiate as he just did. Where do you see Rava that he says that? The Marava, Rava says the case actually not from Shabbos on Shabbos, not an issue of different times in Shabbos, but issue of from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. The case over there was being. We had him set this. Beya, a person becomes Tomei on Yom Tov, he's able to go to, or Shabbos, he's able to go to the mikvah, I mean, Mitar himself, a Keli which becomes Tomei, you cannot be Tomei to be Mitar, because the act of being Mitar a Keli was element of, there was an element of Tikkun involved in it, because they couldn't use the Keli when it was in a state of Tumah. So there's an element of Tikkun, so they couldn't do that. What was mutter was a case if you it was a case where if you had water which was tamei and you want to put the water in the mikvah, the mikvah was salty, whatever it was, let's say the mikvah wasn't potable water, you have potable water which became tamei, but the way you're matar it is by touching it to the water of the mikvah. So you take the keli with the potable water, you put it down, it touches the water, you get that you know, just above the level of the thing, then you pull it out. So once you're doing it for the water, so it's not like you're doing it for the kli. But in general, you can't be terrible the kli because it's a tikkun. But a person, since there's no isur rechitza mikra then the gemara rechitza b'tzayna was mutter, so the person looks like he's going in for just to cool off. Right? So he's allowed to go on Shabbos and be terrible himself because not nikkur he's doing it for tikkun. That's what we said over there in Bayit. So the Mor says, we had this in Bayit. The Mor says, that's very nice, you're talking about being Tavala on Shabbos. Being Tavala on Yom Tov. What about Yom Kippur? Oh, he's just doing it for a Chitza purpose. Well, you can't do a Chitza purpose on Yom Kippur. Right? Because Rechitza is also. Now, Rechitza, which is not Shaltanik, it's for a purpose of, you know, is Mutter, but Stam Rechitza, Maker Baalma, is not Mutter. You're allowed to be Tavala for the, is a person who's Tavala allowed to be Tavala on Yom Kippur. So the Rebbe said, yeah. Tamar Rabba, lekamini the Bishabbos shor you'll be Yom Kippur mezaser. You don't have a situation where something which is mitzadini melacha, then Yom Kippur is more chomer than Shabbos. I mean, mitzadini achila, obviously Yom Kippur is more chomer than Shabbos. Regardless of dini melacha, Yom Kippur is not more chomer than Shabbos. So why is it mutter? So therefore, we say. Once Chazal were mounted for Shabbos, there's a way to do it for Shabbos. They said for Yom Kippur also it's mutter. So why don't we argue the same thing? That since it, you tell me it's mutter from before Tibul, it should be mutter after Tibul. Some more answers that you're right. And Hadar Bei Rava Meha. Rava changed his mind. And based on what he said over there, Yom Kippur, over here also would be mutter. So, being Megameya and being Berleya, after the meal is mutter, just like before the meal. The Mora says, how do you know? Mimai dinahach hadrbe, dimamehahi hadrbe. You're right, it's a stira. So one of them, we have this Rava. One of them was his original position, and now he's changed. So maybe Yom Kippur now he holds his usur. Maybe that's what happened. And this his final opinion is what we have over here in Shabbos, that it's aser. You don't permit one time based on a different time, right? How do you know that his final definitive position was that Yom Kippur is mutter and over here also it's mutter, which is lo sechot aitoch? That's we can't say that Rabbi did that because over there there's no choice. The Tanya, there's a brayso which says kol chayove tefilas tevel kedarkon beim tishavav beim Yom Kippur. So that's a clear brayso that it's Yom Kippur is mutter. And so you have the tummy of Yom Kippur is mutter, so because Shabbos is mutter, Yom Kippur is mutter, so over here also Rabbi had to change his mind and be mutter after Achila because of before Achila.
If you didn't have Hoel, why would it be also in Yom Kippur? In Yom Kippur.
You wouldn't have, because of being Nikr, he's doing it for the purposes of being Matar himself, so there's a Tikkun element involved. It goes into the same Tikkun you have in the Tevel Akeli, which is Tameh. So there's Tikkun in the person.
Yeah, but you have the same Svar by Shabbos as to why it would be Mutter. By Shabbos, we say it's.
Yeah, it looks like he's just doing the cool off.
Oh, because it's a Tanuk. Okay.
So Rashi, lo yigameo pilot the muchach the refuah he to swish the water the around in his mouth and spit it out. So why, he's not doing it for a healer purpose. He's doing it because he's trying to soothe the toothache. So that's also it looks like refuah. The fnei tibul. So that was Abaye's answer. Rava said, even if you're swallowing, it depends. If you're swallowing it before the meal, so it's mutter. Lifnei tibul, lifnei achila, mutter. Before eating is mutter. Why should darken hayalitul b'chaimitz? They used to dip things in vinegar. And that was like a normal thing for them to do. But Roya Omer, people who were watching this person taking some vinegar and swishing around and swallowing it, will say Omer zel tibul. He's just taking a little bit of vinegar in. That's how he used to do things. So that's mutter. So he, some people, their way of getting vinegar in with the food is by dipping it in vinegar. Some people, the way is to take a little bit of vinegar in and then eating the food, So it's, he has his own way of doing it. But is also, once you've eaten already, I call Yadim, Shekavar, So'ad, he's already had his su'udah. He got all of his vinegar needs for the day. So what are you doing this for? You're doing this for refu, and that's us. V'neima. Midalifnei tibul is shoru. Then the chosha also the mixes hashabbos and mutter the mix also. You don't find that an action should take on different mashmos of iser and heter at different times of the day. The parameters of that statement, Rashi is making a very 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 broad sweeping statement. It's impossible that it should be an action should be permitted part of the day and prohibited part of the day. In the world of refuah, in the world of tikkun, in the world of these things, yeah, that's true. The Shemina LeRabba Perak Yaltim himself is Beya. The second parak over there in Beya, the Umar Gabi Tfila, Hoyol Bechi Haigavna. He says the idea of Hoyol Bechi Haigavna in such a similar type of situation. The Ktani Hos, Dema Bilin Kelim B'Shabbos. You can't be Tevel Kelim, the Matar, the Shabbos. Well, Adam Tevel, a person could be go to the mikvah. Really, Kelim, my time, Aloy. Why Kelim not? I'm a rubber, Menashe, Nira, Kimisak, and Kli. It looks like you're fixing the Kli. So why my person is a mutter? I'm all the Nira, Kimaker. It looks like you're just trying to cool off from the heat. Rabin and Tena, Bishabbos, the Shayer, Rechitz. That's nice in Shabbos. You're allowed to go into the water. Yom Kippur, the also rechitza. Yom Kippur is going into the water is not mutter. But kol yoidim the table who umasakan atzi. Everybody knows why he's doing it. He's doing it to be matar himself. He's going to the mikvah Yom Kippur because he's tamei. So now it's obvious he's doing it for the tumah purposes. So it should be like the same thing as the kli. Ma'ika lemeimer. What are you going to say? Ha'ika lemigs are also masakan or tzvi. I'm not the. If you're going to tell me, Rashi says that you're allowed to be misakin the person and mitire him. I mean, in other words, by the kli, I look at the kli and I say, okay, if I perceive a kli which is tameh, I lived in a world where taras were common, and I couldn't use it when it was tameh, and by putting the mikvah, I'm making it usable again, so the person's mind will equate fixing the kli from tumah to fixing the kli from a broken hinge. Right? So, when you look at the person, you say, well, if I can be toivel for his tumah, so you can fix up the tumah problem, so you can fix up what? I mean, what are we exactly worried about? So Rashi seems to be bothered by, you wouldn't say if you can fix the person, if you can fix the kli. Or is that people wouldn't necessarily draw that direct parallel, but they would say, if I can fix up the person, so I can fix up a hide of something, which was a kli, which is made out of skin, so I can fix that kli, because that's similar to the person. You know, I would draw such a parallel. That's what Rashi seems to be adding a step over there. Anyway, the more said the card should be also. But it's not. Why is that so? Like immediately, the Isser Shabbos, that there's something which the root of the Isser is a Shabbos type of a root, the problem of Tikkun, etc. And the Shabbos, Lishteri, Yom Kippur, Mlitzer, the Shabbos is Mutzer, Yom Kippur, it's also, you don't have such a thing. V'hoyol, Uba Shabbos, Lohavi, L'misrei, Yom Kippur, Nami, L'gazor, Leo. If on Shabbos, I find that it's not a problem because it's done in a way which is not problematic, they didn't make a special Isser for Yom Kippur also. So the more it feels, you should say the same idea between before and after the meal. That since before the meal, it's not obviously for refuah purposes, and it's perceived as being something which is not a problematic type of an action, it's not mistarba that they should come along later on the day and say, well, this is a problematic type of an action. So here it's problematic, here it's not problematic either. Chazal would like to make something uniform. If they're willing to make uniform to the point that they make Matar Yom Kippur, which is not even Shabbos at all, it's a different day totally, right? But because we make a uniform type of approach, we should make a uniform type of approach on the same day itself. I know you could argue otherwise, but the more feels that that's compelling enough to ask the question. The more says, Rabbi changed his mind. So Rabbi changed his, he recanted. The Kadam Tibul, this time when she said the Kadam Tibul is Mutter and after Tibul is Hasr, then he recanted. He said it's always Mutter. So what's on the Mishnah then? Why? The Mishnah says it's Hasr. If it's always Mutter, what's the case of the Mishnah that's Hasr? The case of the Mishnah was, Bimigameya Uparlit Kebaya. So if a person swishes it around and then swallows it, Mutter. The person takes the vinegar in, moves it around his mouth, and then spits it out, that's Hasr. That's the case in the Mishnah. So the approach that he tried over here in Shabbos was his original approach, and when he got to over there with Bay, he said, you know, segeitnish, that doesn't work. And now for he recanted what he said over here also in Shabbos. Morris said, how do you know? The Dilma Mahida Hader Bay. Maybe he changed what he said over there in the Seftis Bay. The sum of the Yom Kippurim is also litvul, and it says, you can't be toivul. Lamin and hoyol. Vahu idmibereshe. So, what he said over there in Be'er was his first thought. He says, oh, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, we're not the one because the other. They got the Shabbos. You know, maybe not. Maybe not. I changed my mind. Maybe that's true. Most of the can't be because of the Brisa, which says that Yom Kippur is Mutter. Okay. Shabbat the Gemara.
But what about nowadays? It would be obvious that someone goes to the mikvah. Our mikvahs are sort of single use, right? It's not, people don't use mikvahs just to cool off.
But the Maaseh Chazal didn't Nasser. So make sure that, you know, that's why there's a lot of go to the mikvah. Chazal didn't Nasser. The problem which we have nowadays is, nowadays there is already from the time of the Rishonim, they put in Dinei Rechitza in place. We're not allowed to go into a bath. Like we had before, we did the Gemara, going swimming theoretically would be mutter, right? But dinner from dinner of the Rishonim already we don't. Different reasons why we don't do it, but we don't do it. If you have a swimming pool which has gedudi, you have all those things. You don't have the problems of the river, right? So we said it was mutter. Make your dinner. It's so how you So that they said, if it's not, if it's just in and out, so it's not, that didn't nasu. They didn't nasu that. That didn't go into the gzera of the Rishonim. But if they spend time in there, the person will say, you know, it's arayin and arayis. You go to mikveh, in and out. And, you know, you go back to see them, they have something that they, you know, you ever been to New York, people stay in there, you know. You know, the person keeps screaming, arayin and arayis, arayin and arayis. You know, in and out, no hanging around over there, you know. But, you know, they always listen to everything you say. Especially from Mosnov, Omer of Abba Brzab, the Omer of Rav, Halacha Krib Shimon. So Rav Shimon said, "Call yourself a name, Malachim Haman, you can use Shemin Verit." So comes along Rav and says, "The name of Rav, that the Lachalak Rav Shimon." The Gemara says, "The member of the Rav, Rav Shimon, Rav is willing to accept the kulas of Rav Shimon." We see that he doesn't. The Gemara brings a place where he doesn't pass like Rav Shimon. The place it says, I mean, the kasha is really from two different. It's, you know, because Rav passed like Rav Shimon, the Gabi issue X doesn't mean he can't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda in issue Y. I mean, what's, you know, it's like, it's not I follow Rav Shimon, everything Rav Shimon says. What was the kasha exactly? The Gemara says kasha is going to be kasha from Dovah Shemim Yiskabin. Rav Shimon holds Dovah Shemim Yiskabin as mutter, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Dovah Shemim Yiskabin as osur. So the Rebbeinu Tam says that he feels that the lumness of Reb Shimon is its functions under the rules of the Rishonim Yiskavim. That in other words, the Mishnah is saying you can't put on Shemin Vered for any purpose, even if you're putting on the purpose of Shemin Vered for the purpose of non refuah. The Tana Balma, you can't put on it because that's the Tana Kamo says. Kamo Shimon says, no, what's the problem with that? It's not what your Kabbalah is. Maybe you'll get a fool along the way. I mean, it looks like you're doing it for a fool. I don't care. But the Maisa, you're not doing it for that.
So if you are doing it for a fool purpose, it's
Asr. Right. That's what come out according to what the Rebbeinu Tam understands of Shimon.
Yeah, it's just, that's not the simple reading of the Mishnah.
That's true. But that's the pshat. So Tosis that the more is asking you pass like Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon is kavan as mutter. I know you pass like Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon is kavan as aser. So now I have a valid stira.
Well, it's tough because if we have the Tana Kama. Seems to be that whole Dovah Shemim Yiskavin is mutter. I mean, in other words, with the Tovah Kedarko, is that also Dovah Shemim Yiskavin?
No, I mean, Dovah Shemim Yiskavin, okay, it's interesting, you know. It wasn't Nicker for Refuah. It's a fair question. I don't know where you started. The Rambam said that the Tana Kama, since it's something done for Rafua, they asked it even for Tainu. So where do you draw the line? So it's something which is Derech Achila, so they're amount to Derech Achila. That's one type of Heter. Derech Sicha, they weren't matter a Shemin, which is the Tainu. Even for Tainu, because sometimes it was this type of Shemin in general was a Refua type of Shemin. That's what you're going to have to say in the Tana Kama, according to the Rebbeinu Tam. The member of the Rav, Kriv Shimon Sirilevo, Homer Rav, Simi Barchia, Mishmei the Rav, Haimah Sukhraya, the Nezaisuk. So you have your barrel, and you have where the spigot's put in the barrel, and you have sometimes that, you know, the spigot doesn't fit perfectly into the hole, so you want to stick in some, pack in packing, some type of a piece of material, whatever it is, into the hole to tighten it, that so that it shouldn't be dripping out. The problem is that bag is that packing that you put in there is going to absorb liquid, and as you're sticking it in, you're going to be squeezing out liquid. So you're doing a problem of you have a problem of schita. It's not a Darshani Miskav. No, that wasn't what your intent is. So it's Osir. So Rav said it's Osir. You can't squeeze it in over there in Yom Tov because of the problem of Skita. So you see, Darshani Miskav is Osir. Mar says, no. But here I feel the Rav Shimon by the Rav Shimon, by the Rav Shimon, the Psik Reisha, by the Yomos. That's the case of Psik Reisha. This packing in and squeezing it in, it's a Psik Reisha that you can do a Skita. So that's, Rav passes like Rav Shimon. That the Rav Shimon is Kavan is Mut. But over here, Rav said it's also because it's a Psik Reisha and that's why it's us. And that's, therefore, it's not a stira to what we're saying. We'll still keep challenging it, but let's hold it here. Okay.